All right, what's up, everybody? We have 10 minutes here with Mr. Ryan Muckinern to discuss the 25-06 cartridge. This is another one that has been a very popular request from a lot of our listeners out there. Interestingly enough, a lot of the requests coming in have been for calibers that start with 2. Haven't heard a lot of the 30 calibers or even the bigger ones yet, but a lot of people are more interested in these 22s, 25-06, 243s, whatever. So we are going to discuss this and turn it over to Ryan here probably to explain what's up with the 25-06. It sounds like smaller 30-06. What's going on?
So we've talked about a gentleman on the podcast before, or on the 10-minute talks rather, with cartridges. Charles Newton was a master ballistician rifle maker in the early part of the 1900s, and he more or less spawned the 25-06, as well as a whole bunch of other cool cartridges and rifles and things. It was not commercialized until much, much later. It was 1969. Woodstock was on the scene. Remington said, let's make a flat shooting 25 caliber standard action, you know, off of this existent case that was already long in the tooth, 30-06.
Okay, so it is built off the
30-06. Yeah, yep. So that's the 06.
Long in the tooth in 1969.
It was. Well, I mean, the 30-06 was 1906. And actually, 1903, if you want to get really wild and start talking about the 30-03, it was a little dimensional change to the neck and bullet style. But, I mean, yeah, it was a 63-year-old cartridge by that time.
If the 30-06 is called the 30-06 because it was from 1906, then why isn't the 25-06 called the 25-69?
Because it's a
it's over.
Modified 30-06.
It is. It's so 25 denotes caliber, odd 6 denotes case.
I will say this though. So my first two deer rifles were 30-06s.
Yeah.
And my thinking was, why get a 25 when I can get a 30?
That is a very thing to think.
Yeah. Why get less when I can get more? Then I start reading about this thing and I kind of like it.
It's a darn fine cartridge. And in the 6.5 Creedmoor, where credit is due, is a great cartridge. Everybody shoots it and everybody likes it. I've got several. 25-06 kind of stomps it out when you really start looking at some numbers. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to the 25-06 that a lot of people don't realize maybe or aren't taking the time to realize. You know, you're going to get a higher BC bullet in available hunting loads for the 6.5 Creedmoor. So it's going to pull away as we start putting some distance behind it.
Okay.
But again, if we start looking at the distances in which, I'll just say me, I would ethically shoot an animal with a cartridge like a 25-06.
Okay. So what is that for you within like
500 yards.
Okay.
Yeah. A 25-06 is a speed demon. It's a 117 grain bullet at 30, 50, 3100, somewhere in there. And that 117 is a pretty slippery design. You can get some quicker looking bullets nowadays. There's a company out called Blackjack Bullets. They make 131 grain high BC projectile.
Okay.
For a wildcat called the 25 Creedmoor.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
unbelievable.
That would add
some creed to it.
Yeah, but the 25-06, I think it's a really exceptional cartridge. My hunting partner uses a 25-06 for years, and then a 25-06 Ackley, and I've loaded for both of those cartridges. Some of the most incredible shots I've seen on game, he executed with the standard 25-06.
And so is the thing that it is so flat shooting, or that
it's very unaffected by
exterior forces like wind? Or
it's got a lot going for it in that it's a light recoiling cartridge.
Oh, okay.
It's very quick. I mean, a 117 at 3050 or 3100, depending on your load, is pretty darn fast. The bullet does have a pretty good ballistic coefficient for it, or those bullets around that weight. Yeah, it's a really nice cartridge to shoot. I think it's like an ideal pronghorn and, you know, mule deer and whitetail cartridge for Western states. It's probably a little light for something like an elk. Undoubtedly, hundreds and hundreds of elk have fallen to the 25-06 in the hands of skilled marksmen and women, but it is a really nice cartridge, and it's kind of been backburnered in the modern era of short actions and 6.5s.
Yeah.
So I was doing little pre-podcast research here, and I was looking at Hornady has a 110 grain ELDX, I think. It's got a BC of 0.465, and it's coming out at 3140. And
that's
I want to say, I tried
that
to print
is,
it off here
yes,
to
that's
even
rude.
Have a better reference here, but I want to say at 500, they were saying 35 inches of drop.
I'd have to look at the charts.
Which is not...
No.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I first became, I guess, interested in the cartridge. I was opening up a, it was either a Fur Fishing Game or Field and Stream, and the Jarrett Rifle Company had their, what they called their Beanfield gun. You remember those?
Sure.
Heavy barreled, like.
Oh, yeah.
They were effectively the Remington Sendero kind of took it over on the commercial side.
They called
of things.
It the Beanfield.
It was called a Beanfield Rifle because you hunted over beanfields with them.
And what's going in bean fields that you're hunting?
Long range whitetails.
Yeah.
Yep. Long range.
Right, right,
yep.
Right on.
And so like they, I remember the 600 yards that like, that was the thing. And that was the 1,000 yards of then, I guess. But 25-06 was one of the chamberings. And I thought, wow, that's a really cool cartridge. And it is, it really is. It's a nice cartridge. It's mild to shoot. If you're a smaller stature shooter or a new shooter, it's a good one. And I think if you're playing the appropriate constructed bullet card and you're hunting, you know, medium-sized deer and down, you can't get a better rig.
Is the factory ammo decently easy to find?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a bad one to track down?
I was just in South Dakota over the weekend. We stopped at a sporting goods store, walked through there. There was 25-06 from every major manufacturer.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was actually in kind of a debate with my hunting partner about the cartridge. He's swearing off quarter bores now. Now he's going straight 6.5s.
Swearing off the quarter bores.
Yeah, he says he's done with quarter bores.
I feel like the quarter bores are just coming back in.
I hope so. I think it's a good round. 25-06, 257 Weatherby, 257 Roberts, 253,000 Savage.
Wait, so after all those years of success with the 25-06, you just said, nope.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You brought up the 257, so you got the 257 Roberts, mm-hmm. 257 Weatherby.
Yep.
How does this fall
right
with those
right
guys?
Between the two.
Okay.
Yeah, so the 257 Weatherby would be like the Ferrari. The Roberts would be like the Camry. The 25-06 is right in the middle. There's a sports sedan.
What's the BMW sports sedan?
Yeah.
Is that 257 Weatherby standard action or?
Yeah, it's a you know, modified 300 Weatherby case, smaller than a 300 Weatherby case. It's more like a 300 Win Mag length action, actually slightly shorter than that.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's cooking.
Yeah, that's a scorcher. That's a burner. That's a good cartridge too. But the 25-06, I think, gets probably 99% of the shooters the appreciable level of performance out of that kind of cartridge in a much more palatable format.
Right, yeah. Right. And, you know, you're talking about it's an exceptional or sounds like an exceptional performer at kind of these, I'd say, even longer, huh? Yeah, I mean, 500 yards is a long ways.
That's a poke.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long ways. I remember it, yeah. I watched Ryan take a shot on a deer in Nebraska at 400 yards, and I remember thinking to myself, man, that thing is
tiny.
That's far
it's
off.
Out there, yep. Yeah.
That's a long
just
ways.
Just a little speck the size of your fingernail running around out there.
Yeah. And the 25-06 is a great option for it.
Yeah.
There's a ton of ammo. It's a very easy cartridge to reload. It's a very pleasant cartridge to reload if you do want to reload it.
Great I find round. It interesting that a lot of these cartridges are very popular for people. I think one of the reasons why we've gotten so many requests to talk about, you know, 25-06, the 243, the, you know, some of these other ones, like I said, that start with two, is because you were saying it even earlier, great for pronghorn, whitetail, mule deer. Mm-hmm. And then you start getting into elk or bigger, and you're kind of like, well, yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like there's always the debate, like, well, you could kill an elk with a 22.
Right.
And at some point, you got to come down to the fact where it's like, well, am I going to recommend to you that you get a 22 long rifle to shoot an elk? I can't. But there are, like, right in this range, though, you wind up with a lot of cartridges that are kind of right on that cusp. Like,
yeah.
If you're good, sure, you can do it.
Yep.
Whereas if I don't know you and I don't know what your skills are, I might not recommend it.
Right.
But it is, yeah.
It seems like a cool cartridge, too. Like, you can load it down with actually pretty darn small bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, fairly big, like you said, 117s, 110s.
Predator hunting?
Kind yeah. Of for like, too. For yeah. Like, yeah, for like varmint hunting. What about, like, I've even seen some, like, 80-grain options that they were cooking.
Oh, yeah. You get an 87-grain VMAX in a 25-06 and... If you if there's like that is a laser beam.
Is that hard to shoot out of a twist rate barrel that's designed for a heavier bullet? Is it going to just fly it apart into
yeah.
pieces?
Would you want it? Would one twist rate do it all? The heavier bullets and the lighter ones,
yeah.
or not?
Yeah, I mean you got to be careful if you push a bullet too fast, and depending on the bullet design, it can dematerialize.
Yeah,
leaves
it
the
just
barrel.
Flies apart.
That's we're getting to the point there where you're, you know maybe you're filling your case up with powder and like tamping it down and trying to put more in but no the 87 grain VMAX bullet out of that you can cook with that and for coyotes prairie dogs that would be a mess.
Beauty.
I was going to say, that might not be a pelt saver.
No, no, I don't think so. Okay. I think you're on an eradication mission with that more than anything.
And but, with that said, we are at 10 minutes, but one thing that I did want to ask, because we've mentioned it in pretty much all these other ammo-related podcasts, similar to the whole everybody on Earth has like 2 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, I think every cartridge on Earth has about 1 or 2 degrees separation from the 308.
Very close. So
how would this one relate?
30-06, 1906, T-65 cartridge or prototype cartridge, which would have been 51, 52.
Mm-hmm.
Came off of the 30-06, T-65 turned into 308.
Okay.
So fast forward a few decades, or about a decade, the 25-06 came off of the 30-06. So it's
like, 308 had a family, and one of its sons went off and created the 308, and then another one. So is the 25-06 is almost like the uncle.
Yeah, correct.
To the 308.
Yep, that will work.
There's your degree of separation.
Uncle Ot 6.
Uncle Ot 6.
Uncle Otty.
I like that.
My Uncle Otty.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hit us up with more requests for ammunition and cartridges to talk about in these 10-minute talks. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.